How you doing, guys? How we doing? That was personal, Tom. Yeah. My family. Yeah. I had a big Brazilian contingent here today, so they wanted me to represent a little bit. So it was nice.
We're going to raise
hands and ask questions.
Just wanted to ask, you know, obviously spread the ball around today really well. Yeah. I think eight guys had a catch when you were in there. And also a lot of deep ball passes. Just talk about spreading it around and ability to find guys open down the field.
Yeah, a lot of guys made plays today. So it was nice to, like Matt got his first touchdown pass. That was pretty cool. I mean, he really wasn't the first option on the play, but he sprung free and ended up being a big play in the game. So between guys like that and then, you know, the usual suspects, we made some plays down the field. I thought the ones before halftime were pretty big because they gave us some good momentum going there in half, whether it was the PI and then the play to James. So, the defense played great, got us the ball a lot. It was a great win. We played in some tough conditions, and, we showed some mental toughness. So it was a great win. 13-2 is pretty good.
Tom, can you talk about the play you made where you had to scramble around, circle back around, and throw it deep to, I believe, Edelman? He's the one who made the catch.
Yeah, that doesn't happen very often. I definitely need to work on my ball security, though, because that ball is too loose. But it was a good play. I mean, I thought everyone stayed alive. It was good protection. They bought me some time, and then I kind of doubled back and then found Jules. We ended up scoring on the drive. So that was a good play.
Hi, Tom. Over here. Tom, when you found Martellus Bennett in the end zone, failed to score like on two drives before that, but
yep.
Converted on that play.
Yeah.
Talk about that play.
Yeah, that was a good play by Marty. And, it's the ball went up there nice and high for him, and he does such a good job of high pointing those plays. And he got his feet down before he, we're tight there at the back of the end line. And we talk about that play a lot. So, it's really his ball or nobody. And, he made a great play, so it's good to get him on the board.
Tom, I know there are other games to be played this afternoon, but have you at least had contingency talks with Bill about your participation next weekend?
No. We were pretty focused on this week, so it was just a quick six days before these last two games. And, the schedule's been pretty tough. So, we got 8 days before we play Miami, but I expect to go out there and try to be at my best.
Hi, Tom. How important is it for you to go back to a player after a miscue? Like James had a drop and then you went back to him a short time later for a touchdown.
Yeah, I have so much confidence, in those guys. And, we all make physical mistakes, and I miss plenty of throws. And, you drop passes if that just happens as a receiver and as a running back. And I think more it's just, I think James, for example, has gained so much confidence of everybody over the course of his time that, I have no problem going back to him because he's all, he always finds a way to get open and he always comes down with it. And just like what happened, he came down with it. So it was a big play in the game. And, everybody wants to make every play, but it just doesn't work like that.
Tom, can you talk a little bit more about the mindset coming into the game, the mental toughness that you just talked about, how you guys were approaching this one?
Yeah, I think it even went back to I said earlier in the week about, the Denver game, and we won that game, and we got on the airplane, and we said, look, we're finishing strong. We got to, the pedal to the metal. And, last year we didn't finish strong, and we didn't like the way that things ended. And, we need to keep playing well down the stretch, and different guys are contributing, and all phases of the game are contributing. And it's been a lot of fun. So 13 wins is pretty good. We got to try to finish strong though next week.
Tom, it was the first game you played with Michael Floyd, a couple snaps in the first half. How important is that for you to get the work in with him, and what does he potentially bring to this offense?
Yeah, it's important. You never know because he's one injury away from going in and being in there, every down. So I think just him getting acclimated to being in the huddle and play calls and, he's been in one offense for a long time, and our offense is quite a bit different than that. So it's just getting him involved and, seeing – like I said earlier in the week, what kind of role he can carve for himself. But, just watching him over the years, I have a lot of confidence in him, and, hopefully he can add something. But that'll all be be determined by, you know, him and the work he puts in and the work we put in together as a team and collectively as an offense.
What skill set do you see from him? What assets does he have?
Yeah, he's, you know, he's a big physical player that, you know, he competes hard for the ball. So you got to love that about receivers. You know, you go up there and you put it up there and big guy goes up and tries to bring it down. So, you know, he's got to have opportunities to do that. And, you know, we got to find ways to try to keep getting him the ball.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you, guys. Merry Christmas.